So, got the press release from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber as BRAC Visit Baton Rouge, teaming up to help out the Better in BTR campaign. Looking to attract better talent, or more talent, I should say, to Baton Rouge. That involves two sides of the equation, the talent side and the hiring side. That's where our latest comes from, and Maggie Spurlock from the Chamber joins us now to talk about it. Maggie, how are you?
I'm good this morning. How about you?
Doing very well as well. So tell me everything about this recent announcement on the HR and marketing resources front.
Absolutely. So we're really excited. Last week, we partnered with our friends over at SHRM, the Society of Human Resource Management, to launch this new piece of the Better in BTR campaign. It's a resource guide for Baton Rouge HR managers, marketing managers, or anybody that's really looking just to be a part of that consistent messaging with city highlights, neighborhood guide, cost of living, but also that other really important, you know, the pieces of how to network, how to get involved, and essentially just how to be a part of that same consistent messaging as we really continue the work with that Better in BTR campaign that we launched in April.
How do we get the word out, or how do we get the word out to enough, I should say, businesses out there to be active on this end of the front or on this end of the campaign?
Sure. So, I mean, obviously, you are a great resource to help us with that. So being able to speak out today about that, working with our partners at SHRM, really word of mouth, what our big goal is for as many businesses to use this. So some of them may be are comfortable going directly to the website, betterinbtr.com/resources to find that information, or I can be that resource. So they can reach out to us through our email, info@betterinbtr.com, or they can email me directly, maggie@brack.org, and that's maggie@brack.org. And I can come out and I can have that conversation with your team. I can do it over the phone. We can do Zoom, whatever works for your team to come and share that messaging. And what we hope is that as that momentum builds, more businesses share that with other businesses as well. So just a really good grassroots effort. We're going to be doing some other events throughout the fall to kind of really spread that word. But working with you, doing that press release and getting the story out there is the best way that we want businesses to reach out to us, and let's get that information shared with your team.
What kind of tools are amongst those human resource tools that folks are going to find?
Sure. So it's the first thing that we give them is kind of a rallying letter. So it's really important that we're all using the same language, the same talking points. And so in that rallying letter, it has everything to make sure that we're all on the same page. Mm-hmm. It's got some city highlights. So really important data that people usually have questions about are a part of that. We have a cost of living kind of information in there. Some of the really important information that our research team has recently shown us is, you know, we know that young professionals between 25 and 45 have a better upward mobility in their careers lately in Baton Rouge. They have a better chance at buying a home. And so there's some really great opportunities there that cost of living can show shed a light on. Obviously, if you're moving, you're going to want, and if you know you can buy a house because you're able to as a younger adult in Baton Rouge, we have information on the different neighborhoods and areas that you can, you know, kind of look and find a place to live. Culture and entertainment. One thing that we consistently hear from people when they talk about what they love about Baton Rouge or what's special about Baton Rouge is culture and entertainment, that we have a really booming food scene. It's really diverse. It's really different. You can kind of find a little bit of everything. And there is always something to do. There's always music. There's always a festival. There's always a gallery opening, something going on. So a little sneak peek into that. We also know how important it is for people to get connected. I always joke, nobody's going to come knock on your door. You got to get out there. You got to network. And that's the best way to meet people. So there's some information there. My personal favorite, the one thing that I said that I knew we needed to have in there when I was a young professional, and a very young professional, and I bought my first home, I got a thing in the mail, and it was a utilities guide. Where to go register to vote or move my voter registration, how to get water hooked up, electricity hooked up, all the important emergency numbers, just things that you need to have When you're kind of a new homeowner or you're just new to an area and you don't know what those resources are. So we have that in there. And then the last thing is just marketing resources. One of the things we would really love to see is when businesses are updating their websites, updating their marketing materials, or updating their social media, that they're using some of the graphics, maybe some of the colors, some of the same language. And so we've also, we'll also make that available to people as they're doing that. So we happily want to share that information and have our partners using that. We already have some key partners that are using that on their social media. And some people have gotten really creative and we love to see that. We would love to see more of that. So it's kind of what's all in there, but not kind of a little bit, but that's all of it. Just a really good way for everybody to be on the same page. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's super important is, and we shared this with the group that we met with last week, is that we really want this to be a living document. So one reason we're not printing this and mailing it out in mass is we know that resource managers are going to be using this. We know that marketers are going to be using this, and they may come to us in a month and say, hey, we'd love to have, you know, maybe XYZ added to this, or we'd love to see, you know, something a little different added to this. And we want to have the flexibility and ability to make those changes and updates and instantly get it on the website and not have to worry about, oh, now we need to print this and we know where this is. It needs to be a living document. And so we're super excited about the ability to make those instant changes and additions as we're able. So it is the most up-to-date resource for our partners doing the work.
Couple of quick notes about some of the links that are on these this resource page. First and foremost, and this has nothing to do with anything, Maggie, but under the guide to choosing a Baton Rouge neighborhood or a BTR neighborhood, that house y'all have pictured is okay. So it is a colonial on clay cut in Hundred Oaks. It is gorgeous. My wife and I looked at that house up and down. It was like right after we bought our house. But oh my goodness, that house, that's kind of a bold step for a 20 somethings professional on that front.
You know, that one is a big step for a 20-year-old. It wouldn't have been what I was able to do when I was in my 20s either. It's a little aspirational.
Yeah.
What's really interesting is, so that does kind of highlight, you know, maybe those specific neighborhoods. But on that, on the website, the Better and BTR website, we also have a neighborhood finder.
Yes.
A tool, and it's a little quiz that you can take. And it'll guide you to kind of a neighborhood that would be really good for you. So while that average 20-year-old may not be able to afford that house, they may be able to look, you know, over in a Broadmoor and a Sherwood and find something comparable that's probably a little closer into their price point. And to be honest with you, when we were doing the website, there was a picture of a house in Broadmoor that's kind of a two-story colonial that I pass all the time, and we were workshopping different neighborhoods, and I was like, that's in Broadmoor. And it was originally a placeholder for a different neighborhood. And I was like, I know for a fact where that house is. You've got to move it.
Okay.
And so, you know, so we wanted to make sure that, yes, they can have those aspirational homes, but also get an idea of those are some of the houses that are on the market. You just may have to look at a different neighborhood to find them. But the opportunities are there.
The house in Broadmoor, I can't believe I'm getting this down to this minutia. The house in Broadmoor, is it on Goodwood Boulevard?
Oh yeah, if you've ever driven down in Goodwood,
no, it's for that's my right friend's now. House. I know which house you're talking about. It's I know the people that live
there.
House. No, it's gorgeous. Yes. Can't believe it's still for sale. Get plugged into a BTR network. Y'all got a picture of Chris Spalatin raiding T. Bob Hebert's wardrobe.
Look, you got to support our local Brat staffers, and Chris is the perfect example of somebody that gets out there and networks. So we were not shocked when that was one of the pictures that came up in our photography bunch. We were like, yeah, let's go ahead and put Chris in there. So he's the king at networking. He's great.
Well, what I like about this though, and I'm poking fun at Chris a little bit for the loud shirt, but once you get into it, you got Forum 225, you've got the Rotary Club of Baton Rouge, you've got the Junior League of Baton Rouge. Yes. And those are the top three. If I scroll down, Club Blue Baton Rouge, I'm not familiar with them. And then you got BRAC's Ambassador Program. These are fantastic outlets for service-minded organizations where, sure, you're there networking, sure, you're there meeting other professionals, but you're looking to put forth a better service, you put your service foot forward.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, so Club Blue is with the Boys and Girls Club. They're another great organization that we've worked with. And again, those are all amazing organizations. Those are some of the leaders in our region. Again, like you said, for professional development, but also service, which is something that service piece is something that we hear, maybe not that word that comes up a lot when we've done the research about how people feel about the city, but community mm-hmm. comes up a lot, and people care for each other and that sense of community they get because of that caring. And so those were some of the ones we wanted to add. But again, it's a living document. If you're a service organization out there or a leadership organization, you can reach out to us through the website, and we can work on getting you added. Same as some of those businesses you mentioned earlier, you know, how do businesses and other people get involved? On the website, we do have an employer profile section. And so we are more than happy to get more and more businesses added and reflected on the website as well. And there's an online form. You can reach out to us. We can get you added to the website as well. So that's something, another way businesses can get the word out about who they are, the perks of who they are, and also if they have any openings. And so we've got a few on the website now, and we do want to add to that and grow that section as well.
Yeah, cause I don't know if you could put a dollar amount on or a percentage of retention amount on. What's the ROI of sweat equity when investing yourself into a new community?
Sure. So, I mean, I like I said, no one's going to come knock on the door when you move to a new community. You've got to get out there and meet your neighbors yep. and get to know the community, really see what's out there and find your niche. One of the things that we keep hearing is you have to find your place. And for some people, that's service. For some people, it's athletics and the outdoors and being a part of different clubs, sports clubs, or maybe it's their church communities, maybe it's social communities. And once you find your niche, it's all of a sudden like the city opens up to you and you kind of start making these connections. So you're right. There's no real number yep. associated with it, but I think it goes to that quality of life piece that we hear so much about being an important piece. And we know when people are happy, they come to a city and they get involved in a city. And what's even more interesting is those newcomers usually speak about our city much better than we do. And so that's one reason yeah. we love those newcomers is they see all the good in our city grow. They want to help us be better. And so we love the newcomers in that. And, you know, also having said that, this information can also be good for if you're an HR or a marketer. It may be a good refresher for some of your staff. I think, you know, you may have some older staff members that maybe have been here for a long time. Maybe they're born and raised. And some of this information is just really great to find out about. You know, when I first started working at BRAC and I found out, you know, the park system that I had used as a child growing up and the library system I'd used growing up as a child were part of the top systems in the U.S. That's amazing. Like, we take it for granted yep. because it's such a part of our daily life. And so we want newcomers to hear from our locals, to hear from our longtime Baton Rougeans how great the city is. And so this can also be a resource to kind of remind people some of that as well.
Maggie Spurlock is the Director of Talent Development for the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. Last one before we get you out of here, Maggie. We got just over a minute sure. to go. And this was the one that opened my eyes up the most. Our cost of living is impressive.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It was really exciting for us, our amazing data team. I know you've had Jake and Andrew both on before. Did some really interesting research on where we are, not just with our peer cities, but nationally, where we are with our cost of living and affordability. And then, like I said, the first time home buyers, the upper mobility and careers. And it is really interesting. I think that's one place. So I hope employers hear this, and I hope parents hear this, especially parents of college students. A lot of our time, those college students that are close to graduating and looking for jobs, they may hear what a salary is somewhere else. They get really excited about, oh, it's going to be so much money. And they forget that there are taxes, and they forget they've got to buy groceries, and they've got to pay for an apartment, and they've got to pay for gas. And they don't factor in that cost of living information. And that is one thing where here in Baton Rouge, you can afford so much more at a younger age than you can in some of our peer cities. And so that is one of the things that we're excited about is it's not just our peer cities, but in some cases that cost of living data, it's the best you're going to get in the nation. And so huge thanks to our data team for giving us that information, but it's very eye opening for sure.
BetterInBTR.com is the website. BetterInBTR.com. Maggie Spurlock, I appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time as always.